back to business. See, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me if you pay me.
My persuasion can build a nation. Endless power. Now love we can devour.
You'll do anything for me.
Was the incredible Beyonce with Run the World Girls. And good evening and welcome to the first Girl Power Show on Leeds Student Radio. My name is Jessica, and over the next semester I'll be bringing you the very best from female artists only across the world, across genres, from the beginning of the 20th century up into present day. Now this week, as it's Black History Month, I've decided to make this show a special and focus tonight's show purely on women of colour and their vast musical achievements against adversity in musical history. Coming up in the show, we've got numbers from FKA, Twigs, Chaka Khan, Rihanna, Salt and Pepper, and many, many more. But first, here's The Supremes, the premier act of Motown Records during the 1960s, with 12 number one pop singles. This is Stoned Love.
I wanna tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up, it will surely light up darkened worlds if you'll just believe.
Stone love, oh yeah, a love.
That was the Supremes of Stoned Love. And the next track I'm going to play is from the incredible Ella Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, like many African American musicians in the 1950s, faced significant adversity when touring as a result of her race, especially in the Jim Crow states. In this period, one of the most important and popular venues in Hollywood was the Macau, where such people as Frank Sinatra made his Los Angeles debut. This was in 1943, so obviously it's a very pivotal place of status. And however, because of her race, Fitzgerald was not allowed to play here, so she couldn't access this wide audience in this influential venue. But all of this changed when Marilyn Monroe, of all people, personally called the owner of the club and told him that she wanted Ella booked immediately, and that if he would do this and book her, she would take a front table every night. A promise she indeed kept, and there are a lot of pictures that you can access online of the two together. They had a very firm friendship, if not two misfits together. It's really nice to see that. So without further ado, this is My Funny Valentine by Ella Fitzgerald. Enjoy.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my
That was the lovely Ella Fitzgerald, perfect, easy listening for a Sunday evening on Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to Girl Power, and I'm about to shatter that calm Sunday demeanour with my next track. Things are about to get fierce.
Your glasses, shake it. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind, yeah. I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lips stop basking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all hot psych. I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go. Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go. Results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well. Too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle. Can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama. Cast it. Cut camera off. Real blast it.
I had to give you my. It's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't let that go in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
They wanna break a crank a mix with the lead. Shaker, haters wanna come after me. You ain't a gangster, prankster, too much to eat. Snakes in my path wanna stop at me.
Now why you gritting your teeth? Frustration, baby, you got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do. I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage. Get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad. Don't believe. 16's mine. Create my own lines. Love for my wordplay. That's hard to find. Sophomore, I ain't scared. One of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot, stress and chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach, wishing I wrote your mind.
To give you more, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't let that go in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
Let your bones crack, your back pop. I can't stop excitement. Glock shots from your stash box. Thugged out, I respect the cash route. Lockdown, blast this, sets while I mash out. Yeah, mash out, D-R-E. Backtrack, think back, E-V-E. Do you like that? Ew. You got to, I know you. Had you in the trance, first glance from the flow too. Don't believe I'll show you, take you with me. Turn you on, tension gone, give you relief. Put your trust in a born winner, listen to me. Damn, she much thinner, no, now I'm complete. Still stallion, brick house, pile it on. Ride or die, double R, can't strong. Beware, cause I crush anything I land on. Me here, ain't no mistake, it was planned on.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time.
That was Let Me Blow Your Mind, which was released in 2001 by Eve. Interesting fact, she actually attended Martin Luther King's school in Philadelphia, which relates to the topic of tonight's show, obviously, which is Black History Month, if anyone's just tuned in. And the next artist I'm going to play tonight is the lovely British singer-songwriter that goes by the stage name of FKA Twigs. On the topic of race, in an interview with the Sunday Times, Twigs revealed in a discussion with the interviewer that she had at age 10 with her stepfather in preparation for the discrimination she might face in the entertainment industry and life, had a conversation about the impact of her skin colour, which is really sad, but something that we need to recognise. And he told her, sometimes people are going to treat you differently because of the colour of your skin. Sometimes you're going to have to work 10 times harder than somebody else to get the same appreciation, but never use it as an excuse. a notion that particularly resonated with the Spanish and Jamaican descent performer. And if you actually look at her body of work, she originally was a dancer and then she became a singer also and produced her own music. And her performances are incredible because there's so many different elements of them. Obviously, there's a dance, and if any of you are interested, you should definitely check out her performances on YouTube. You can access so many different videos. And they're always such a wonderful like creation. She does a lot of themed work as well. When she was younger, in her stage productions at school, she used to do performances based on the idea of slavery, and her dance moves would surround the idea of being in chains, which is incredible for someone of that age. I think she was about 11 when she was doing these kind of things. So she's always been someone who's quite aware of the issues to do with slavery and race. And the song that I'm going to play is Video Girl.
Truth that goes from the video, you lie.
That was FKA Twigs with Video Girl, then followed by Aretha Franklin's Respect, which, interestingly, wasn't hers originally. It was actually released by Otis Redding in 1965, and it was intended to be like a plea from like a man to his wife, saying, I'll give you anything if you respect me. But then what Aretha did was completely transform the meaning, which is kind of the meaning we take on it today, of it being a strong, independent woman who is telling her husband or man that she has everything that he needs, that she just wants respect. And she released that one again in 1967, and it became her signature song. Now, moving on 20 years, I'm going to talk about a band, well, group, formed in 1985, the female American hip-hop trio from Queens, New York. I'm going to play next, have an endless repertoire of dance floor hits. Salt and Pepper burst onto the hip-hop scene with significant impact by being the first all-female rap group. Without any further ado, here is What a Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my world, and although most men are hoes, he throws on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl, but I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect, I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past, I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby. The man of my dreams. Yes, my man says he loves me. Never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all that math. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.
That was the hugely influential Salt and Pepper on Leeds Student Radio. This is Girl Power, and we are doing a special on Black History Month, hence the enjoyable amount of black female artists on tonight's show. If you enjoyed that track, you should also check out their Grammy Award winning None of Your Business, which is actually my favourite song by Salt and Pepper, which calls out double standards between the sexes and defends a woman's right to do with her body as she pleases. I would have played it on here, but there were far too many explosives in it for a 6 o'clock show. Now, next up, I'm going to take us all the way back to 1964 for Martha Reeves and the Vandellas' rendition of Dancing in the Street. While this record was intended merely as an uplifting pop single, which it mostly is today, the song was actually used by many young black demonstrators as a civil rights anthem to the social change in America. Indeed, some black advocates such as H. Rap Brown began using the song to aid in the organization of demonstrations in the US.
How you feel about this? Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. The rock I'm rocking, I bought. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I bought. The house I live in, I bought. The car I'm driving, I bought.
What I want, if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent.
pertinent question. How'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I
clothes I'm wearing,
I
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Destiny's Child with Independent Woman, which was released in 1999, and I feel it's quite an appropriate song to go with the theme of this show. Fun fact, it also was part of the Charlie's Angels soundtrack, which I'm sure deeply hinted in the lyrics to that song, but that's always an interesting fact. Now, moving on. Known as the Queen of Funk, Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman, released in 1978, is an immortalised anthem for women across the globe. She was given the name Chaka, interestingly, while she was active in the Black Panthers movement, Black Power, in the 1960s in America, which I never knew before I'd researched this. And obviously, Chaka Khan has several gold singles, several gold albums, and three platinum albums, but I would say this is probably my favourite number from her. This is I'm Every Woman.
Right now.
I'm Every Woman on Leeds Student Radio, and from the 70s inspiration, we have the modern day inspiration Rihanna, who has often spoke about the discrimination she faced as a young black girl navigating her way through the music industry. In an interview with The Independent last week, Rihanna explained how she has transformed the detrimental prejudice in the industry into motivation, claiming, "It's the thing that makes me want to prove people wrong. It almost excites me. I know what they're expecting, and I can't wait to show them that I'm here to excel and exceed those expectations."
How you doing?
A nice little nostalgic number from Rihanna, Shut Up and Drive. And I'm joined by two extra people in the studio right now, guys. You want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Jed.
My name's Ellie.
And what show are you doing?
And Another Thing.
Right.
It's sort of like we basically whine and rant for about an hour. And
we've got sounds lovely.
We've also got a few like tunes mixed up in there, like some folk from and some blues, like Bob Dylan and Nick Drake and a bit of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, have you got any features or anything, or is it just...
Not this week.
Not this week. Coming up soon, though. Yeah, you guys are coming on at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 to 8, right.
Yeah. Yeah, every week?
Every week.
In the next few weeks, we're going to have some comedy guests coming in.
Oh, right, yeah,
yeah,
cool.
People from Comedy Society.
All right, that's something to look forward to, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you very much.
Everyone stay tuned for...
And another thing.
And another thing.
And another thing, which is on at 7 o'clock. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
That was Rihanna with Shut Up and Drive, followed by TLC with Waterfalls. And TLC are actually one of the best-selling American female groups of all time, which I really didn't know before I read up on them, selling over 65 million records worldwide, which puts them at the top of the chart. But following that, I'm going to play a classic dance tune for a not really a Sunday night, more of a Saturday night tune, but we're going to make it work anyway. I'm going to play I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. And she's actually been very influential. She appeared in 17 magazine and became one of the first women of colour to ever grace the cover of the magazine, which set a precedent for more young girls to follow in her footsteps. Was Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, but now it's time to go. This has been Girl Power, and thank you for listening.